Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode number 589, Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Corey Ganimore, here with my buddy Matt Vespa. What's going on, Vespa?
Hey, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Last time we did this, we were celebrating Kwanzaa, so we've moved on.
We were.
How was your Kwanzaa? Did you have a good one?
My Kwanzaa was nice and fake.
Just like everybody's Kwanzaa.
I made some Kwanzaa cake. And
what's a Kwanzaa cake?
I don't. It's some bullshit. Do you know the story about that?
No, not really.
Andrew Cuomo. Okay, it's an infamy. So, the late Anthony Bourdain always used to talk about this on Food Network. There was this show by her name was Sandra D or Lee, whatever the fuck her name is. But she's former governor Andrew Cuomo's former girlfriend, right?
Yeah,
and she made a Kwanzaa cake. Suburban white as hell woman making a cake for blacks on the Food Network.
Checks out.
Yeah, well, again, but this is like 2006. You can get away with that today. The police would have been called on her, and there would have been like, you know, the woke crowd would have like.
Is that the blackface of
desserts? Her house? Hmm?
Is that the blackface of desserts? A white woman?
Yes, it is. It's the blackface of dessert. Yeah,
boy,
we've been canceled, but you know, listen, Cuomo dumped her ass and she's doing other shit now. But yeah, no, it is like an infamous internet moment, but yes.
I'm gonna have to check that out. That's something that went right over my head. But you know, we generate like a bit of a show sheet, a plan of what we're gonna talk about. Kwanzaa cake was not on it, but I'm glad we.
I served that up. Yeah.
Well, Merry Kwanzaa to you. Yeah, but what Kwanzaa. We wanted to get to some breaking news of the day and of the week. Hillary, aka Billary. They gave Congress the middle finger this week. You know, they were supposed to testify on this Epstein documents. James Comer subpoenaed him. And what did he do? He decided not to show up. Well, that's illegal, isn't it, Vespa? I seem to remember, you know.
Has anyone checked on Bill? He might have been suicided.
Well, you're right. Hillary is not happy with this. But I remember, you know, Peter Navarro wouldn't show up to fake testimony about January 6th or Steve Bannon. They threw both of those people in jail for doing the same thing that Billary decided not to do themselves yesterday and Hillary today.
So I guess we will have to, I guess we will be locking them up.
I mean, it would be only right. So the Clintons, they put out some bullshit statement about, you know, how they're not going to show up because you know, a woman in Minnesota was just murdered, and deflect has nothing to do with what they were actually subpoenaed for.
I can't come to court. Why? Well, my neighbor, she got into a car accident, or she got a traffic ticket, so I just can't show up to the court date.
It's unbelievable. We both saw Donald Trump give some guy a middle finger in Michigan and said, you know, fuck you, because he was
that guy got suspended, by the way. That
which is great, but what he was calling him was a pedophile protector. Hold on a second. If we're going to talk about pedophile protectors, how about Bill and Hillary Clinton, who refuses to testify? You would think all of these facts would want to get out, or any Democrat protesting ICE to begin with, because who are ICE taking off the street? Pedophiles, rapists, you know, all of this stuff. It's the Democrats who are clearly protecting the pedophiles. Bill and Hillary not showing up is just the latest example of that. So yeah. James Comer was out there yesterday talking about this. Here's what he had to say. We're going to have to maybe haul his ass in. We're going to hold him accountable.
All right. Well, I think everyone knows by now Bill Clinton did not show up. And I think it's important to note that this subpoena was voted on in a bipartisan manner by this committee. This wasn't something that I just issued as chairman of the committee. This was voted on by the entire committee in a unanimous vote of the House Oversight Committee to subpoena former President Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton's supposed to show up tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. But with respect to the former president, he did not show up today. One reason I think most Americans want President Clinton to answer some questions is because he visited the White House. Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president.
Seems like he has a lot to answer for. And then later, James Comer says, "We will move next week in the House Oversight Committee markup to hold former President Clinton in contempt of Congress." So I don't know. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Hey,
I
don't
fear for
speak.
Hillary Clinton's cellmate, whoever she's locked up next to, because only one of them is coming out. So we'll see where that goes. Fingers crossed something happens, but we always seem to be let down. They talk a tough game. We don't seem, I mean, the left seems to weaponize the Justice Department against Republicans, and then we, of course, don't do anything in return. Vespa, while we're talking about, under investigations and all this, what do you think of Jerome Powell being under investigation for lying about the numbers for the
Oh,
Vineyard
he's
Nation?
no, let's stop. He got subpoenaed. It got slapped with a subpoena. He says indictment. That's the guy's fucking out of control. Yeah, you know what? Look, if he lied or misled about the renovation costs, then you can't do that, man. You were under oath. So
Yeah, it's
I
gonna.
want him gone. Okay, I'm just gonna put that out there. It's no secret. I want that motherfucker gone.
I
He's
want
been
him gone
contributing
too.
to
He will be
handicapping
gone in May.
the fucking economy. That's too late. That's too
Yeah,
late.
I mean, he will be gone in May. I think, did he lie to Congress? I think maybe, maybe not. Maybe he didn't realize he was. It's unclear. So to. Investigate him. I mean, sure, but I just don't think this has any political benefit. It looks like it's politically motivated. The stock markets are a little tumultuous right now. I mean, we're at records highs, but like we should
Well,
be
there's gonna be a
higher,
recent,
higher, higher.
the recent's coming, so
Yeah, so I don't know. It doesn't look good. It doesn't smell good. Would I like to see him locked up? Maybe, but I think there's bigger fish to fry right now.
oh no, yeah, I don't want him seeing locked up. I just want him gone. Like, I just want him to just take early retirement and just get out of there. So
It would be nice.
problem is, I mean, like you said, it's not, I mean, even if it is legit, which yeah, I mean, Trump has said so many things about how he wants to get rid of them. He just can't do it. Well, it's what it is, man. It's
It
what it
is
is.
what it is. Donald Trump did an interview last night on CBS. Kind of a bit of a surprise that he did. He was in Michigan. It was Dokapil. I think that
Yeah.
he spoke with. Did I say his right name, Tony Dokapil?
I think I like it.
It works for me. I never exactly know how to
Tony
pronounce it.
D.
But he's a CBS. He's a liberal hack. The interview actually went a little bit better for Trump than I was expecting because you figure they're just gonna, set him up and with gotcha questions and all that kind of stuff. But Trump handled it very, very well. One of the big questions that Dokapil asked was about Renee Good, of course, the domestic terrorist who attempted to kill an ICE agent, and she was met with justice that she deserved because at the end of the day, you can't drive a car into an ICE agent, and we don't have to discuss all of it, but we obviously know the country is going crazy right now. The left is pushing for more and more and more. They would love nothing more than the Summer of Love 2020 because things are going well for Donald Trump right now. They need something in the news to change. They think it worked for them back in 2020 when Joe Biden quote unquote won the election. Anyway, Dokapil is keeping this a story. He said, Renee Good's father is distraught about this, as any father would be. He also happens to be a Trump supporter. What do you have to say to Renee Good's father? Here's how that exchange went.
The death of Renee Nicole Good. I've been speaking to her father, who is a big supporter of yours, like many Americans are, but he's heartbroken right now.
I can understand.
He's heartbroken because his daughter is dead. That's obvious. He's also heartbroken because your administration so quickly has come out and said she's a domestic terrorist. What do you want to say to her father right now?
Well, I want to say to the father that I love all of our people. They can be on the other side. As you say, he might be on my side.
He is on your side.
And I think that's great. And I do. I think it's great. And I would bet you that she, under normal circumstances, was a very solid, wonderful person. But, her actions were pretty tough. And I've seen it many ways and many different shapes and forms. But the bottom line is, look, we have hundreds of thousands of murderers in our countries, killers. ICE is trying to get them out. They were let in through an open border policy of sleepy Joe Biden. ICE is working very hard to get them out. Their job is being made very, very difficult. And, when you look at that tape, it can be viewed two ways, I guess. But when you look at the way that car was pulled away, There are a couple of versions of that tape that are very, very bad.
So I thought that was a good response. He was, he wasn't
I thought it
fired.
was excellent,
He had
actually.
some sympathy. It was almost like it reminded me of like, did you hear that Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died? And he leans in with his ear. We all know that. He's like, oh wow, well she was a wonderful person. Like this is good sympathetic Trump, and I think this was a good interview. It went well for him. I don't think he had to say that there were two sides to view it. I mean, I think he probably could have just said, what she did was
Well, I think he's trying to actually, trying to recognize that there are people who think that it wasn't a justifiable shooting, which, I mean, it's wrong, but I mean, there are two opinions, right? I mean, some people, it's, people can have wrong opinions in this country. So I think that was okay. I think I like the part where he said about, I love how he says solid. She was a solid, fine person. It's just, it's like, yeah, I mean, there are good people who, do make, bad decisions and they pay for it, but like it gets into that whole it's kind of like an almost an internal liberal media critique because, they always do this all the time. She was a good person. Well, no, she tried to run over a federal agent. So
Right.
no.
She
It's like,
abandoned her kids to
yeah,
risk
go
her
park
own
for a
life so
mayor.
they can grow up motherless.
Yeah, it's like the Boston Marathon bombing, Sarnaev, like all the, well, he wasn't really like that in high school. Well, he just blew up and killed people.
Right.
He's a
And he was good
terrorist.
looking, so let's put him on the cover of what was it, Time?
Yeah, a Rolling Stone, Rolling
Rolling
Stone.
Stone,
But I think Greg Gutfeld had a really good takedown of that, which is that, if you wouldn't want, basically, if you wouldn't want your family members running in front of ICE vehicles, but you go out there and, join the protests supporting that shit, you're just living a lie.
Yeah, totally.
You're living a lie.
So
So
someone else living a lie was Ilhan Omar. I'll try to get to the right part of this clip here. She said that the woman or the ICE agent jumped in front of a moving car. That's what she said. He jumped in front of a moving car. And we all see the documents. I mean that the footage.
no,
That's a complete lie. The car was stopped, he was there, and then she slammed on the pedal.
yeah,
We
we're not
have.
good. As you hear her say, she's not mad. She's sitting in her car, peacefully waving cars to get by. This agent, as you,
Peacefully obstructing justice,
wait,
but
I thought she was afraid, Corey. I thought she was fleeing for her life.
yes, fleeing for her life. Someone else said that too.
By, this agent, as you see, gets out of his car. Automatically starts running towards her, trying to open her door. She feels scared. She tries to turn the wheel away. And then you see the other officer, who can clearly see the car is moving, move towards the front of the car, which.
Sees the car moving, who clearly jumps in front of it. No, that's not
That
true.
sounds like a 68 IQ analysis right there.
And where is Margaret Brennan? This was on Face the Nation, correcting Ilhan Omar, saying, no, that's not actually what happened. Let's correct the record here. It's unbelievable how much they're demonizing this poor ICE agent. Here's Ro Khanna, for example. He said he's calling on Congress to imprison charge and imprison him.
It was a shameful act to kill a 37-year-old mom, leaving her 6-year-old boy an orphan. That's why I have called for the arrest and prosecution of that ICE agent. ICE has gone rogue.
Arrest and prosecution of the ICE agent.
Also, like who gives a shit? I'm sorry, like that's not a crime. She made a decision, like just because some person's left, an orphan or not an orphan, but motherless doesn't mean that you fucking arrest police officers for a justifiable shooting. What the hell is this? It's all emotion, man. I mean, good God.
Totally. And when I first saw this video, I was like, well, yeah, I think the cop was clearly justified. But part of the reason why I think that way is one of my very best friends is a police officer in Delaware. And, after all of these, the Trayvon Martins or the, St. George Floyd or Freddie Gray, all of these. I call him up. It's like, well, what do you think? Like, can you talk about this? And he talked about some of the cars that were moving. He's like, you have no idea how quick a split reaction decision you have to make. And when you're in a dangerous situation, that officer had no idea if Renee Good was going to pull her car to the right. There's no way of knowing. And it just happened to
All
be
I
that.
heard was her partner, wife, whoever, saying, "Drive, baby, drive." Remember?
Yep.
In
And
the
then
background.
later. And then afterwards, she's like, "How could you use real bullets? Like, these are LARPers playing a dangerous game, thinking that
LARPers.
they actually think that they're, what are they using, Nerf guns? What are these,
Yeah, no.
like fake shots?"
Well,
I really believe they didn't realize that was a consequence.
you had some MSNBC or MS Now guests being like, "Why do ICE officers have guns?" I'm just like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm sorry,
You know how dangerous the situations they put
I
themselves in?
mean, yeah, and they're federal law enforcement. I can't go back to why we're, the history of cops and firearms in this country or in the history of policing. But anyway, yes, there's that. She was also a professional activist, man. Let's not forget, she had led convoys to disrupt ICE raids. She had trained others leading, to do this, in their localities. And she wasn't afraid. She wasn't some fleeing mom. It's just she knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
The ICE officer's cell phone footage completely imploded all the narratives, which is why I knew that everyone on the left who was saying that this was murder was going to eat shit, because that video absolutely just notice how after that video was released, everyone shut the fuck up about the murder stuff. Sure, there's some pressers, there's some people saying, repeating the old lies because, they're way behind, but everybody has been served a piping hot cup of shut the fuck up on this.
Amen. And I really don't
He
think he's.
clearly he gets hit. I mean, the brushing, that's him being hit. So it's, I
Absolutely.
mean, in 2018, there was a Baltimore County police officer, Amy Caprio, who, they wear body cams there. She captured her murder. She got run over and was killed by somebody who wouldn't get out of a car, a stolen Jeep Wrangler. So, yeah. Again, there, you see the split second decision right there. She didn't, unfortunately, she didn't take that and was murdered. Driver was, I think, given a life sentence, I believe. But, it's like, dude, like that, like your buddy said, like that.
Yeah, you never know. And this poor guy, the officer, Jonathan, we'll forget his. Yeah, it's out there. Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, it's out there. It was recklessly doxxed by the Star Tribune. I got to get to that today. But yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and now Tom Homan confirms that that ICE agent is in hiding because he's getting death threats. There's posters out with his face out there on the streets. This guy is in complete danger, and his life will never be the same. A guy who was already traumatized by a dragging that didn't, result in a death previously.
Yeah, he
This
was.
man
Yeah, I forgot
saved
about that. Yeah,
his own life, and God bless him. I wish him well. He's living a tough life and will be for the rest of
he's
his
doing
life.
God's work. He's a patriot. And for all the libtards out there, if you don't want to get shot by cops, don't ram them with vehicles. That's a 3,000-pound fucking weapon that Renee Good had before her face got turned into a crater. So, yeah, sorry. Don't, you know what? I mean, do not, she got what she deserved. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't.
What she deserved. She tried to run over a police officer and she got shot. Yeah.
Don't run over, don't attempt, or don't even look like you're about to run over police officers. The New
But back
York
to the
Times.
teeth, Corey. Did you see that pamphlet that I think Andy Ngo found? It
He's
basically.
great. What did that one say?
I don't I can't repeat the captions verbatim because I just glossed over it, but basically it's like a how-to guide into getting shot the fuck up by cops. It's like, how to like confront them during these protests and stuff. It's basically like it's all assault, Remember, if you touch a police officer, it's technically assault, right? So it's basically like all that in like pictures and graphs. So I'm like, okay, no wonder why these people are nuts. But it's mostly, again, it's these single white lib women screaming into the atmosphere, into the ether on social media. And it's a comedian pointed it out. I forget his name, but like, haven't you noticed the common thread is that they're all alone? It's been just because they have no friends.
Yeah.
Who
No.
wants to be with that all day?
This is their life. Like, what
Yeah.
a miserable person. Could you imagine being married to this person? Like, it's
I
awful.
choose.
I saw some
Right? Who
tweet.
said that?
Yeah, I saw some tweet. Becca Good. That's the wife. Which, by the way, I don't know of any gay couples who take the same last name. I thought that was weird. But someone was tweeting that, that's the problem with butch lesbians. Like, they grow up like teenage boys their entire lives, and they're never hit, they're never punched, they're never kicked, they never get their ass beaten, whipped around a little bit because they claim that they're a woman. So they just continuously grow as teenage boys, even in their adult years. So they're just mouthing off to everybody, got a big attitude, and there's never any consequences. Except this time, Becca Good, who got her wife killed, rooting her on, hyping her up to take on ICE, she kind of found out this time.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way, but butch lesbians never really get smacked around and told, to grow up. So, but anyway, after all of this is going down, the New York Times is claiming that the Renee Good saga has caused an upheaval at the DOJ. And apparently there are six prosecutors who have quit over the lack of Harmeet Dhillon deciding to prosecute or investigate the ICE's federal
Yeah,
shooting.
that's fake news.
Go ahead, Matt, explain.
Yeah, Harmeet Dhillon, actually, these are all attorneys in her division, which she runs, and she's like, this is fake news. All these attorneys are retiring early and submitted their paperwork weeks before the shooting. Weeks. So,
So the New York
again,
Times is
all her
wrong, and
problems. Yeah, Washington Post was on it, NBC, I believe. So she, Harmeet Dillon, listed all the publications that she hopes to see retractions from. So,
well, and if any of this part was true, I think it's I mean, let's say it's fake. Let's fake news, as Harmeet says. If any of these people are resigning in disgust, I think it's a good thing anyway. Get them the hell out. Like, I mean, every
yeah.
some new administration takes over, you have these leftovers, these liberal leftovers. So get them the hell out. And any turnover is actually fine, especially if they're quitting, rage quitting over this.
It's actually, I mean, to be honest, I agree with that. I tip my cap. That's actually like the responsible thing to do, right? If you're a career DOJ employee, your pension has vested, right? You're looking at all the paperwork, you can get out. You don't like, or you don't think that you can work with the current admin, your current administration, you leave.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You don't stick around in deep state shit and do all these fucking leaks like that, like in the intelligence community, which still is a problem. I mean, we have CIA estimates being leaked about shit in Venezuela and Iran. It's just like this should not be made public, but whatever. But it's just, it's that's the life of a bureaucrat, man. You really don't take, I mean, sure, they vote Democrat. I get it. But like if their side loses and a Republican wins, they work, with them.
Yeah.
That's how it usually was. They just, they did their job because at the end of the day, the institution is the institution. Like at the DOJ, it used to be law and order is law and order, no matter who was running the fucking country. Then Barack Obama got in there with Eric Holder and politicized the shit out of it. It got injected with fucking steroids like Barry Bonds, when Biden was there.
With Merrick
So,
Garland.
I mean, we had, I mean, for fuck's sake, we had one rogue fucking FBI agent start the Arctic Frost shit. So, I'm it's a little bit different. And that let's not forget, FBI agents were going to people's houses and asking about the anti-Biden memes they were posting on Facebook. So it got super creepy really fast. But hey, now that this has happened though, now we can go hunting. So
Yeah, exactly. As
sorry, I'm not the we're not gonna play, but no, I'm gonna play by their rules. And I'm gonna do it better.
Yeah, when
So
they go low, we go lower. That's
exactly.
how
So
I
whoever
blame it.
lives, be prepared because that Trump DOJ is going to be around for another 6 to 10 years because he ain't leaving.
That's it? Only 6 to 10 years?
Well, he might have to retire and then he'll have an executive order transferring all presidential power to JD Vance.
All right, but at least we're not talking about 10 years from now. So a place that might not exist in 10 years from now is Iran. This will be the last topic that we
yeah, sure.
get to today. But
Yeah.
yeah, there's a lot, an upheaval. The people of Iran have had enough. The government of Iran is crushing them. Reports of over 600 people killed just yesterday.
Yeah,
Now,
upwards of 10,000 too, man. That's the, I mean, they shut down the internet, so we have like things are flying. 500, 2,000, 10,000, 12,000. So
yeah.
it's definitely at least 600. Like,
It's hard to get video footage and actual accurate reports around the ground because the internet is shut down. Although Elon Musk says he's going to make Starlink work in Iran, which is going to be incredible. Keep the information flowing. The people need help right now. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Maduro was just captured. Iran's about to fall. Cuba, Colombia, maybe next. People have had enough, and we're keeping a close eye on what happens, especially this week, because something's going to happen any day.
Yeah.
Dilkopol was asking Trump about this last night. He said that they heard that the government, the mullahs, are going to start hanging protesters. So if it comes to that, what are you going to do, Trump? And he said, I haven't heard anything about the hanging, but if they hang them, you're going to see some things that I don't know what you're going to see, where you came from, what your thought process is, but you'll perhaps be very happy. So he keeps indicating and giving clues that the US is about to take some sort of action.
He's been promising strong action ever since he was on the Hugh Hewitt show last week. And he did it again on Air Force One coming back from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, there were some dumb CNN reporters like, do you think Iran takes your threat seriously? Well, no shit. I mean, we just took out their
Midnight Hammer,
drones in
man.
the middle of
Midnight
the
Hammer.
night. Midnight Hammer, exactly.
But
Just captured Maduro. You'd be a fool if you didn't take us seriously right now.
Especially now that we have reports of government forces going into the hospitals and shooting the wounded protesters.
Oh yeah, that
So
came out today. Yeah.
I came out today. So it's bad. It's getting bad. We know that they are, I mean, the killings are happening. I mean, that is a fact, but we'll see what happens. I mean, we're right now, that government is teetering on collapse. It's been weakened by the war. The economy has completely collapsed. We have bank closures. One bank, that's t I think Cifra. I'm going to write about it today, but that bank is like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps bank, you know. It's on the verge of collapse. We have I mean, it's Israeli military intelligence changed their assessment last week from popular unrest is not going to damage the government to actually there's a chance it could be toppled.
Yeah.
So
We'll keep a close eye on
all
that. And
all diplomatic talks have ceased. You saw that, right? We're not talking to them anymore.
yeah,
It's over.
Trump called off all the meetings.
And
There's
we're moving some
nothing to
troops
talk
out of
about.
the region. So is that like a precursor to reducing potential retaliatory targets for if we do some bombing? Who knows? So we're on bomb watch this week, folks.
We are on bomb watch, and if there is any bombs to report, you can read it from Matt Vespa immediately on townhall.com. Vespa, let's call it here. This has been a lot of fun. If you have any comments, email us at triggered@townhall.com. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, you could hear my curse words. You could hear Vespa's curse words. Become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. Thanks to all who have already become VIP members. It means the world to us, and those who aren't, we love you anyway. Don't forget, 5-star rating and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Vespa, we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you then.